USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Dozens of police officers and SWAT teams continue to surround an Advance Auto Parts store in West Charlotte, North Carolina. That after police say someone tried to rob the store just before 8 a.m. local time, and officers believe the suspect is still inside. They say that they are still implementing de-escalation tactics due to an armed suspect believed to be alone in the building. No further details available, though, as of now. At the White House minutes ago, President Trump paying tribute to some college football champs.
It's really my great privilege to welcome to the White House the college football national champions, the Louisiana State University Tigers.
LSU got the crown by defeating Clemson Monday night, 42-25. And this is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it's formally looking into reports that Tesla sedans, ranging from the Model S, Model X, and the Model 3, are subject to sudden and unintended acceleration. Word is this has caused as many as 100 accidents and as many as 52 injuries over the past 8 years. But were they really unintended acceleration incidents? Adrian Lund is a former president of the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety.
Wherever it's been investigated, it's come down to usually some form of driver error. Most of the cases are people who press the accelerator when they think their foot is on the brake.
Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine, the most unpopular member of the U.S. Senate, with a 52% disapproval rate, according to a quarterly Morning Consult tracking survey. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell next with a 50% disapproval rating. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A series of economic reports released this morning. First, U.S. manufacturing output's on the rise despite an overall drop in industrial production. The Fed says manufacturing production unexpectedly rose 0.2% in December as factories did crank out more durable goods. The drop in overall output, though, was driven by a decline in utilities thanks to warmer temperatures and falling demand for heating. The University of Michigan says consumer sentiment was down to 99.1 this month. That's down from 99.3 in December. Economists were expecting the index reading at 99.6. The sentiment survey looks into how people look at their personal finances as well as business and buying conditions. In another report, the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics says the number of job openings fell to 6.8 million in December, down 561,000 from November, the job openings rate decreasing to 4.3%, while the hiring rate was unchanged at 3.8%. And in yet another report, the government says housing starts across the U.S. surged to a 13-year high, with residential starts rising nearly 17% in December to about 1.6 million. New home construction for all of 2019 rose 3.2%. Single-family housing starts rose in the South and Midwest, but fell in the West and Northeast. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.